The Secretary General of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, has condemned the Saudi invasion of Yemen, saying Riyadh has failed to achieve its goals in the country. Our correspondent Mariam Saleh reports from Beirut.
Hezbollah's support for Yemen has become louder after a mass rally in solidarity with the Yemeni nation. Head of the resistance movement, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, began his speech by condemning the ongoing Saudi aggression against Yemen, heedless of any consequences.
This rally is aimed at voicing our condemnation and rejection of Saudi American aggression against Yemen and its people, and expressing our support for those noble people.
Nasrallah criticized Saudi Arabia for invading Yemen and blamed Wahhabi school of thought as the main threat against Islam, and called on all Muslims and Arabs to stand up against the Saudi aggression.
For the sake of every Muslim country, the Islamic world must tell Saudi Arabia, enough is enough. Where did the ideology of the groups that are destroying societies and countries come from? From whose culture and fatwas? Who's spreading this ideology across the world? Who's building schools all over the world to teach Muslim youth this destructive takfiri ideology? Very clearly, it is Saudi Arabia. It is using the pilgrimage revenues in the process.
Hezbollah Secretary General also called on Pakistan and the Egyptian leadership not to be partners in the war. The Saudi airstrikes against Yemen have drawn strong condemnation in Lebanon.
Keep your hands away, because it's a people who believes. They have their own beliefs. You have nothing. You have your own money. You have your own, what can we say, you follow your money, you follow your leaders and states and Zionism and everywhere. So nobody's who respect the human rights is against Yemen now.
Like the Yemeni people stood with us when we were resisting the Israeli aggression in 2006, we stand with Yemen today in its fight against the brutal Saudi aggression.
Yemenis in Lebanon also attended the rally and said they believe their people will be victorious. Hezbollah's support for the Yemeni people who are facing daily Saudi airstrikes comes in line with its support for resistance groups in the region. Hezbollah and its supporters believe that the war in Yemen is not merely a U.S.-backed Saudi aggression, but that there are clear Israeli implications. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Director of IGA, Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad, who's joining us from Washington. Mr. Ahmad, many political figures, including Secretary General of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, believe that Riyadh has failed in achieving its goals in Yemen. Do you see it in that light as well?
I think so far they have failed, but at the same time they have destroyed a lot of the Yemeni infrastructure, which caused the country billions, tens of billions of dollars in damage. So they so far have failed to change the political landscape, and they have failed to really make headway in terms of pushing the Yemenis to surrender to their will.
Well, the issue of destroying Yemeni infrastructure, do you think that Saudi Arabia will eventually be held accountable for what it's carrying out in Yemen, the crimes, the attacks and the aerial bombardments, which are resulting in the deaths of civilians, innocent civilians who have nothing to do with the war, are being seen as war crimes?
I think, really, honestly, in an ideal world, the Saudi blockade of Yemen is a crime, is a war crime. The starvation of 25 million Yemenis and blocking the aid from reaching them is a war crime under international law. The fact that the war was launched is another war crime, because there is no basis for this war, no legal basis. Unfortunately, the people who are sitting in the UN Security Council are incompetent people who do not even do their homework. And I hope the Yemeni people will use some international lawyers in New York and other places to concentrate on this issue, that this was illegal in spite of the UN Security Council idiotic resolution.
And one last question before we leave you, sir. Iran has also presented a four-point peace plan for Yemen to the United Nations. Tell us what this peace plan entails and of the likeliness that the United Nations will adopt it.
Well, right now, I think the today, a few hours ago, the White House issued a statement regarding a call between U.S. President Obama and Saudi King Salman. And that statement can be read in the way that the United States is now does now want, or now the U.S. policy is for a political settlement, including all parties. So this this idea, the Iranian proposal might finally actually become a reality on the ground, because it's very logical.
All right, thank you very much. Joining us from Washington, Director of IGA, Mr. Ali Alamhad, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV, sir.